Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
I bet you it's a fox or something.
Nah, if it was a fox, Tramp wouldn't bark like that. Like when you tell him to play dead, he gives you his paw.
Yeah? Well, I'm going to bring it out alive.
Well, what if it is a fox?
I'll be right back.
Chip, what goofy thing are you doing now?
Hey, I told you he was barking at something. Look!
It's no fox.
It's a bird, a wild bird.
Tramp, watch out.
Hey, it's a wild bird. Hi, wild bird.
Well, look at that poor little thing. He must be sick or something. Let me see him, Chip.
No, he's my wild bird.
Well, I just want to diagnose him.
Well, okay, but be careful.
Boy, maybe something's busted.
Maybe it's his wing.
Hey, he's got a cold beak. That's a good sign.
Only for dogs. He's sick.
I got a play doctor kit. Maybe we can operate.
You're not operating on my wild bird.
At least we could give him a couple of aspirin.
What he needs is a lot of crumbs and some warm milk and a warm place to rest.
We could put them in the oven.
A hot water bottle would be better if we had a hot water bottle.
We got one. On account of my father says my mother has cold feet. He won't mind this week. He's in Schenectady.
Why don't you guys go get it while I give him something to eat?
Okay, but don't let my bird get away. Come on, Seth. Come on, Chip. Come on.
Boy, stop shivering. You're among friends. We'll get us all the crumbs you can eat. And Chip isn't a bad guy once you really get to know him. But you better watch out for Sudsy. Boy, you just bump your head on the window and he's liable to take out your appendix.
Hello?
Box. There you go.
I think she must have fainted and bumped her head when she fell.
Will she be okay?
Oh, yes. My guess is that she fainted from hunger.
Hunger? Well, couldn't I fix her something, Doctor?
Well, maybe some soup.
Okay.
Robbie, don't you think you should call the police?
Well, what for? She hasn't done anything.
She did break in.
Well, she doesn't look very dangerous to me.
She's coming, too.
Louison, who are you? I didn't do anything.
Now take it easy.
You're among friends.
You can't keep me here. I'll go.
Please, nobody wants to hurt you. We want to help you. You're safe. That's it.
I'm a doctor. Robbie found you on the floor unconscious and he called me.
How would you like a big bowl of soup? It's great stuff. Noodles and vegetables and chunks of meat sometimes. Don't go away.
Well, I wish I could do more for you. You need some rest and you need some food. you don't know anything about her.
Well, I know she's hungry. We fed a little wild bird. We can feed a human being.
All right, Robbie.
Thanks, Doctor.
I got the hot water bottle. Where's the wild bird?
Well, he's in the shoebox. Chip, you're going to have to take over with him. I'm going to be busy fishing the soup for a girl who fainted on our kitchen floor.
A girl? Where?
Well, she's in Bob's room.
Boy, you're going to get it when Bob comes home. You know what he said about keeping our stuff in his room.
Come on, Sergeant, let's go look at her.
Hey, you guys, don't bother her. She's resting.
I showed you my bird. I get to look at your girl.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Hi. Hi. This is my friend, Sudsy.
Pleased to meet you.
This is our wild bird. We found him in the bushes.
And that's my mother's hot water bottle.
Oh, say, Lord. Che piccolo.
Hey, she can talk.
Why you put a wild bird in such a little box?
Well, that's his house. He'll get used to it. He's sick. But when he gets better, I'll teach him tricks. We'll give him a good home.
We'll get him some worms, too. They're very good for you. Full of vitamins.
Ick, Sue. Why didn't you make her a cheeseburger?
Well, because we don't happen to have any canned cheeseburgers.
Did you call the police?
Police? Of course not.
Hey, I'll leave my wild bird in here with you for company. You know, cello or whatever you call him.
Uccello. It's Italian for bird.
You come from Italy?
From Milano.
What's your name?
Francesca Paoli.
Okay, you guys, get lost. Stop bothering her with your goofy questions.
Okay, cello, you stay in here with Francesca. See ya.
Eat as much as you can, Francesca, till you get good and strong.
You are a very good person, Signor.
Oh, Robbie. Robbie Douglas.
Signor Robbie.
Get it. They walk the
warehouse music.
Welcome to Burger King.
Only at Burger King.
One, Aveeno. Discover nature's secret for healthy skin.
Hi. What are you getting all dressed up for? Dinner? Canned spaghetti? With meatballs. Okay, what's going on around here? Well, Dad and Bub left for the day. Oh, Chip found a sick bird in the bushes. Yeah, a cello. Yeah. And a girl fainted on our kitchen floor. Dr. Nugent said she fainted from hunger, so I fixed some soup for her, and if she felt up to it, she could eat with us.
Wait. What girl?
Francesca.
Francesca what?
Francesca, who knows?
Well, what do you know about her?
Well, she's from Milan, and boy, she's really turbulent. And talk about eyelashes.
Where is she?
Well, she's in Bub's bed. How's my tie?
It's in Bub's bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Oh.
Father, I hear about you.
Well, now I'd like to hear about you.
You think I'm something bad?
Chip, why don't you get your shoebox and leave us alone?
Boy, he keeps trying to get out, even with the alarm clock in there.
Alarm clock?
Yeah, Francesca knows all about birds. She says when Cello hears the ticking of the clock, that he thinks that it's his mother's heart.
We do that in our house with small animals.
Well, I've heard of grandfather clock before, but... It's the first time I've ever heard of a mother clock. Francesca, it's kind of up to me to see that Rob and Chip don't get into trouble.
I understand. I am an intruder. I shouldn't expect help from strangers.
Well, heck, if you can't depend on a stranger, who can you depend on? Like, for instance, what were you doing in our kitchen?
Well, I knock. Nobody answered.
Well, perhaps we can contact somebody for you. Where's your family? How about shining a bright light in her eyes, Mike? Maybe that'd make her talk. Well, I think the only sensible thing to do is call the police.
Oh, no. Please. I'll tell you everything. Everything.
Well, that's better.
My name is Francesca Paoli. I'm from Milan.
Italy.
Italy. My father is a very important man in Milano. He's a count, that's a very high kind of nobility. I'm a contessa.
Oh, contessa.
Si. My father sent me here to marry the son of his old friend, Amadeo Di Angelo. I never met the son before, but I come on the boat to Philadelphia. There's this Giovanni Di Angelo wait for me.
Giovanni must be Amadeo's son.
Yes, that's what I said. He's a very ugly man, very rough. Come si dice, paesano. He treats me very cruel. I like a servant.
Well, why don't you go back to Milano?
I can't. My father promised I'd marry. I had to run away before the wedding. Get this far, I'm out of money. I have to work. So I see this lady, and she said that in this house only men live. I think maybe I could cook clean.
Well, how about that? A genuine contessa. Mike, we gotta invite her to dinner. How often do you find a contessa on your kitchen floor? Well, you can stay to dinner, I guess. Oh, thanks, Mike.
Grazie.
It's okay. You can just relax, contessa. This house might not be much if you're used to villas and stuff like that, but try and make yourself at home.
Grazie.
Ten numbers must be long distance.
Boy, you've got a nerve.
Did you have to go fishing through her handbag? Mike, couldn't you just relax and be nice to her? She's such a helpless little thing.
What's the matter with you? You stuck on her?
Heck. Such his mother told him that if she found him in her handbag once more, that he'd be on bread and water for a whole month.
Hello? Who am I speaking to, please? Berardino's Grocery? Some contessa. Excuse me, but is there anyone there who knows Francesca Paoli? Cece, we call her sister. Hello. Slow down. Take it easy. She's perfectly all right. Yeah, she's right here in Bryant Park. I'm Mike Douglas. Yes, I'll have her call you as soon as she can. All right, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Well, Sherlock?
Well, your contessa's running away from Philadelphia, all right. From a job there as a housemaid.
Well, what's so wrong with that?
Well, nothing's wrong with it, except when you come from a foreign country to work here, you have to have a sponsor. Apparently, her sponsor died. Oh, and by the way, she doesn't come from Milano. She comes from a little village near Milano called Petrarca.
Boy, she sure must want to stay here awful bad.
Why did she have to lie?
Well, we don't have much choice now. We have to turn her over to the police.
Well, Mike, couldn't we wait till after dinner to call the police just as well?
I saw a sheriff on TV give a lady bank robber a half an hour head start on her horse.
Well, maybe we could keep quiet about it till after dinner.
May I come in?
Sure, come on in.
Fine, certainly.
In Milan, I live in a grand palazzo. And we used to have many cooks. I play in the kitchen, and they teach me how to make pasta. I make it for you tonight.
I'd rather have spaghetti.
Pasta is spaghetti.
I guess they have a lot of festivals and masquerade balls at your palazzo, huh?
Oh, yes, we dance almost every night. Oh, all night sometimes. All the ladies and gentlemen of Milano come to honor my father.
The Count?
Mm-hmm. The young gentlemen, the moonlight, the orchestras. Oh, I can almost hear the mandolins playing right now.
I don't hear anything.
Well, that's because you're not dancing. Come here.
Hey, I can't dance. Whoa!
Bravo. Someday you will come to Milano. You will come visit my palazzo. My father will give you a great banquet to repay your kindnesses.
Oh, yeah, I remember that scene in the movie. That's where the contessa falls in love with the rich young American who saves her from that creep her dad wanted her to marry. What a picture. Palazzo Bellissima, starring Antonio...
Notte.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, then?
Yes, Francesca. I found this number in your handbag. I called your sister.
You called police?
No, not yet. But the immigration authorities are going to have to know.
Don't tell them, Michael. Let me go. As if I were never here.
Please don't go, Francesca.
Where would you go?
Well, I won't go back to Petracco. That little farm won't even feed us. My father works all day. My mother just gets older. I want to stay in America.
Oh, boy, I wish Dad was here.
Me too. I'm glad I didn't bring Cello to Mike. Mike would have shot Cello to put him out of its misery.
I have to do what's right. I should have known it. Couldn't even have dinner first.
No, it's a thing he must do. I understand.
Why don't?
It's all right. I was tired of running anyway.
Hello, this is Mike Douglas. Is Professor Gerhardt there?
Professor Gerhardt?
Professor? Mike Douglas. Fine, thank you, sir. I'm sorry to bother you at home, but I need some information in a hurry. Well, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you lecture our class once on immigration laws? Well, yes. Could you tell me what happens if a girl is brought over to this country to work as a domestic servant? Yes, I know she has to have a sponsor when she's in this country, but what happens if that sponsor dies? I see. Well, thank you very much, Professor. Thank you. Bye-bye. You didn't have to run away at all. Just get yourself another sponsor.
I don't have to go back?
Great! Will you see what happens when you get the facts?
Yeah.
That's not what my sister said.
Well, who cares about your sister? Your sister didn't know what she was talking about.
Where do I get a sponsor?
You shouldn't have any trouble finding a sponsor. Whatever that is.
Heck no, Dad will probably be your sponsor.
Well, yeah, of course. And Dad will be home tonight. Meanwhile, we can have dinner on the terrazzo of our palazzo with our Contessa. I mean, Contessa.
Right, and we'll have mandolin. Hi-fi mandolin. Oh.
And the Contessa and the rich young American lived happily ever after.
Robbie. Come, we make pasta.
In one weekend, you're guaranteed one
food. Campbell's. Mm-mm, good.
What? It won't raise your blood pressure.
Chip, what are you doing up this hour?
I woke up when you guys drove in. I wanted to tell you about Cello.
Cello?
Yeah, that's short for Uccello. It means bird in Italian.
Chip found this sick bird in the bushes. So we put a hot water bottle and an alarm clock in the box with it.
Oh.
Francesca says an alarm clock ticking in the nest is sort of like the beating of a mother's heart.
Wait a minute, you just lost me. I take it Cello is a bird Tramp found in the bushes, but who is Francesca?
Well, you see, Dad, she was hungry, so she came into our kitchen to steal some milk and stuff, and she fainted and hit her head.
Yeah.
Like Cello bumped into the window he was trying to fly through.
So naturally, I shouldn't go into my bedroom.
Right, because after dinner, Francesca was tired out. She's sleeping in there. Bub, we thought just this once, you could sleep up in my room and I can sleep on the couch.
Yeah, Bub. And then tomorrow Dad could sign us a sponsor. She could stay in this country and live here with us.
Hold it. Shimmy that again. Oh, never mind this. Who's sleeping in whose room?
I told you he'd be sore.
Look, could Francesca by any chance be a young, pretty girl?
Oh, boy, how'd you know, Dad? She's just too much.
Older. Cello tricks.
You know, I think maybe we'd better look in on Francesca.
Well, bother her at this hour?
I think so.
Hey, don't wake up Cello. He needs his rest.
What about me?
Francesca?
Francesca?
There's no one here.
Cello! Dad, Cello's gone!
And seems Francesca's gone, too.
No, no. Nothing.
Just gone.
Why'd you let him go?
Well, maybe the bird was better, Chip. And Francesca thought it was time for both of them to go.
Boy, I'll never trust a woman again.
But she seems so nice.
Well, let's clear out of here and let Bub get to bed.
Yeah, I wish you would.
And you get back to bed, too, Chipper.
Night, Bob.
Good night, Chip.
Good night, Bob.
Good night. Francesca. Cello. One day out of the house and they turn my room into a bird sanctuary.
And after all we did for Francesca, she just flew the coop. I'm sure we're wrong about her.
Well, I'm proud of all of you for being decent human beings. But I wouldn't be too hard on Francesca.
Dad, she didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah.
I know. Chip found an injured bird and took care of it. But when it was well, it didn't want to be imprisoned in a shoebox any longer. Not even a nice, warm, comfortable shoebox.
Yeah. Well, good night, Dad.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm sure she'll always remember and be very grateful.
Well, she'll remember Francesca. Good night, Ron.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.